Hi, this is a dictation for Fatima Ansari, FATIMA ANSARI. Date of birth is 5/5/92. Date of accident 9/15/2022. Date of service 12/8/2022. When she returned for a follow visit, she states that she has a improvement almost 50% overall since the day of accident, and ongoing headaches are present, as well as lower back pain is present, and she has a pain in the right shoulder and also in the upper back on the right side, severe swelling in the muscle as well as pain. Overall pain level is from 5 to 6 and ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 with 60% improvement, 50 to 60% in overall symptoms. The ADLs that are mainly affected are general activity and mood, which is 6. Enjoyment of life is reported 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review, patient reports of ongoing headache that are improving. They are around 5 at this time, and they are less frequent and less severe, and medications are able to help her headaches. In addition, she has fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, and depression. And she denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, or difficulty sleeping, and seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, or memory loss, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left knee and the right shoulder and right wrist and hand, as well as pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and neck area, along with stiffness of the left right shoulder and neck and lower back. In the GI, known as vomiting, diarrhea, constant digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues are there. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 128/91. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit. Of 11/11/2022, dictation number 1116-001. Please use the general review, musculoskeleton examination, and extremities examination, and a musculature examination. Kindly add that in the musculature examination, in the lower part of the trapezius and middle part of trapezius, there is a swelling. It appears to be a resolving hematoma, non-tender, and there is no surface signs of hematoma, but it is swollen when compared to the left side. The patient is going to continue physical therapy and a cold pack device is being ordered for her to help improve the hematoma. The physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, especially focusing for the hematoma on right trapezius. It doesn't require any evacuation or any surgical removal. And there is also a severe spasm of the entire trapezius bilaterally, as well as paraspinal muscles on L1 to L5, and a few trigger points are present. And patient will continue working full-time, 7 hours, 7 days, with lifting limit of 7 pounds, as well as housework, replacement, and transportation. She is provided with flexural tablet for relaxing the muscles. For rest of the medication, she already has. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered for her brain trauma, and she's also ordered a cervical pillow, neck brace, tense unit. In addition, patient was already ordered an MRI of the brain with neuroquant and right shoulder. We are going to cancel that because on examination, the right shoulder has minimal findings of the trauma to the shoulder. In fact, the pain is coming from trapezius muscle only due to the hematoma. MRI of cervical spine will be done at a later date. So far, the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. You'll be seen in 30 days' time. Incidentally, a CT scan of abdomen was done, and it showed a renal calculus on both sides, for which patient has been advised to connect with the urologist and drink plenty of water. Thank you.